Okay, Callie Rush is with us from the Michigan DNR about waterfowl hunting. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And then Dr. Scott Larson is with us. He is a veterinarian with the Department of Agriculture. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Well, Callie, let's talk quickly about waterfowl hunting season, which is just closed here in the Upper Peninsula. What are you hearing?
Yeah, things iced up, are icing up down here in the Lower Peninsula. They just wrapped up last week in the Upper Peninsula. A little bit dry this year, so a little numbers down. We'll see the results afterwards, but it sounds like, you know, there's still a pretty good season for most folks.
And you're hearing about hunter, what are you hearing about hunter participation?
Yeah, so far we're hearing hunter participation is pretty good. We do a full harvest survey after the season, so we'll have a real idea once that comes back. But anecdotally, it looks like all of our managed areas are getting pretty good participation, a lot of new folks, and there's a lot of waterfowl hunters out there this year.
Well, Doctor, there's concern about the bird flu. Are we seeing a lot of it in Michigan where we may have widespread loss of animals?
So we've seen a fair number of waterfowl that have been affected. Mostly what we've seen are Canada geese, some bald eagles, red-tailed hawks, other water birds in addition to the geese. Not as many as we saw a few years ago when we first saw this particular strain of avian influenza come through, but more than we have had reported in the previous couple of years.
My last question is for both of you. What should hunters and, indeed, from your point of view, Scott, farmers be looking out for right now?
So in terms of hunters, we certainly don't want to discourage folks from participating in hunting activities, being around those birds, working with those birds, consuming those birds is a very safe activity. But people should be cooking the meat to an adequate temperature. And then if they do have anything in the rest of their life, either as a hobby or pets, or if they're working with any segment of the agricultural sector that involves poultry, they really want to make sure that they wash anything that might have come in contact with wild birds before it would come into contact with domestic animals, wash their hands, and definitely avoid coming into contact with sick waterfowl or birds that are just found dead.
And Callie, you get the last word on this.
Yeah, I'll just say have fun out there. Be aware that wildlife disease is present, bird flu is present. Take your normal precautions that you would when you're out there with you, your dog, your family, and same thing when you get home.